J&B Jewelers. This is Debbie. Can I help you?
You guys back open?
Are you out of your house that almost got electrocuted?
Oh, I was about 6 inches from the fence. All I could think of is the dog going out there and jumping on the fence to go after the workers. It would have been good news.
Oh, my God. That added more excitement to the game, wouldn't it?
Oh, the electric company was fighting with the town. So the firemen get there, like, yeah, everything's live. There isn't much we can do. They call the electric company. The electric company says the town's got to come and cut the tree down, you know, get it out of the way because they can't do it. So they leave.
Right.
The town comes, and they're like, we can't touch the tree because there's still current going through it.
Right.
Literally, they were going to fist fight on the front lawn. It was awesome.
It's fun just to sit there and watch.
Oh, me and the dog were just sitting there shaking our head like, what is going on? So 3 hours later, you know, we still have no power because, you know, electric company got everything cut down and took the pole out. Now they got to go bring a new pole and run it back. So we may not have power till tomorrow.
Did you have a big storm come through there? Left what was left of me?
Yeah, wind and rain.
Crazy, crazy. Well, I went ahead and sold a 3-carat radiant for you today because I felt sorry for you, but now I see you're okay, then.
All right, but so I sold 302 radiant. Lab radiant.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the cert out for that.
I appreciate that.
My Emily
and,
here.
Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You. No, you.
My Emily here has that 186 lab marquee sold. Is your Emily still working with it?
What's going up with that? Going on with that marquee that we had got from Scott? That was the one for Eileen. Well, someone's calling back. Well, okay, it's Eileen's customers, and she's in tomorrow. Can we have it one more day, or is it a matter of too bad you didn't sell it, so you need it? Don't I say things so eloquently?
Miss Queen Debbie, here's the deal. You're kind of in charge. You're going to ship it back to me when you want to, correct? So I will let Emily here know that you need today.
Yes.
And then we will go from there.
And no 4-carat ever again, not even highs and the threes. Nobody has any. I went and cheated on you and called on a couple of nobody else has them either.
Oh, 4-carat what?
Radiant. That was that other radiant I was looking for.
Hmm.
And you couldn't, you didn't have one.
We have them. They're out. Bear with me a second.
If you do, because the guy's ready. I mean, he's ready to buy. We've already picked out the setting and everything, but I can't order the head till I know exactly what I find for him. You know, I can't order the head yet till I know it's like stone.
And you guys wanted to be F plus VS 2 plus on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see something.
I know that's the problem. I just... You know, people don't realize it, but they're, you know, they're not a dime a dozen. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead first.
No, but Aaliyah from Jewelers Open Jewelers finally put on a post and said, well, my daddy said we can sell lab-grown diamonds now, and we can talk about it, and you can do whatever you want on here now. She was so adamant about if anybody even mentioned it, she, like, chastised them, you know. It's terrible.
Mentioned RDI Diamonds on Jewelers Helping Jewelers?
Oh, they don't like you.
She has gone through, she got, somehow, I think she went, either somebody gave her a book, or she went online, and she blocked each and every one of us so we can.
What?
Yeah, she hates RDI.
She does. It's because you're another successful company, you know, like hers. I mean, her dad started the business. You know, I don't know what the hell she knows about it. I mean, I know Emily and Melissa do because they work here with her dad, but I don't know what, you know, you never know that.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've never met her. I went to go on and I'm blocked. I'm like, okay, I get that. It's her. She owns a Facebook page, so. We do have jewelers that will send us stuff once in a while. I'll be like, yeah, Leah said this, Leah said that. Okay, what else?
I know. I mean, to me, that's like middle school. You know, it's like, get over yourself. There's enough customers. We build relationships with customers just like she does. Just doesn't mean it has to be from her, and she's the say-all, know-all, but, you know, it's those damn Democrats in this.
You know what's funny?
Sorry. Can I say that out loud?
Yeah, you can. We trade. Oh my God! Your governor just trashed CBS this past week, and I wanted to call him. I'd hug the man if I got within distance.
Yes. And the one girl we have working here was actually Eileen, is a Democrat. She's just like, I hate DeSantis. I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. You do not know what you're talking about. But he saved us down here, you know, 4 years ago.
Well, if it wasn't for him, the dock workers be on strike. If it wasn't for him, you guys wouldn't have got half of what you got for both Milton and Helene or whatever.
Yeah, whatever her name is. Yeah, and then I told you, I don't know if I told you, but my son's house got flooded again, too.
No.
I mean, I'm not laughing, but they weren't even back, like, to the baseboards, weren't on the house yet. They were, you know, they were living there, but it still wasn't done, and now they got flooded again.
Poor kid.
Yeah. So then my other son, thank God I had three boys, because they're all hardworking for me. I mean, my youngest one stayed with me. But he was the only one that didn't have any power. So he goes, can I stay? He still, I go, yeah. And I have little Mika, his cat, so.
Nice.
At least that's fun, you know, and Dan's being a dick. And other than that, everything's great. I'm talking about my husband, not my Dan here.
Yeah, I know.
Or my almost ex-husband. Oh, well. Life
All right.
goes on.
It
I
does.
Will make sure Eileen follows up, though, because I don't want to just hang on to it for no reason if they're going to blow.
No, you got
so,
it. You got it.
Okay.
Lab Radiance. I'm going to throw something at you. You tell me go play in traffic or not. I own a 4-carat that's out. It's an EVS one. It's $2,300.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 4.93 FVS2. In-house, that's $2,342.
And what was the specs on it again?
4.93 F as in Frank VS2 for $2,342.
Wow.
It's $42 more than the 4-carat EVS one.
I know.
So you're going to hold on to that for a while.
I think that, yeah, I mean, I don't see him balking at that, to be honest with you. She told him it better be at least a 4-carat. And I looked at him, I said, now is she saying that for real, because you shouldn't marry her if she's telling you what to do right now? You know, kind of saying it as a joke.
I'm
he
with
goes,
you 100%
no, you know,
though.
Huh?
I'm kind of with you 100% on that.
Yeah. It's not about, it's about your love with each other. It's not how big your damn diamond is or you know. That's me doing this since I was a child, you know.
Yeah.
But times they be a-changing. We'll see what happens.
All right. Let me know. I may have
put me together some more stones, too, if you...
Okay. That leaves you with what? It leaves you with two from last month.
I think I kept three radiants, didn't I? And then...
Yep. You just sold one, so you have a 256 and a 242.
Right. And that's the ones I have. And do you need them for anything? Or you just sent them not too long ago, I think. But
if we could swap them out, darling, that would be
huge.
I will swap them out. I'll put some other radiance with this 4-carat, and we'll get you squared away.
Okay. You got it, man.
All right.
You got
Beautiful.
It. All right.
Thanks, Deb. I appreciate you.
Sorry you went through that.
Oh, it's freaking life. It could be a lot worse, you know. I have a buddy
that's true.
Lost everything in this last hurricane, so.
Isn't it crazy to even consider? I mean, you know, my son, I had to be strong. I wanted to just cry, you know, and when, again, the second time he just comes over and he looks at me, you know, he's 41 years old and he still has those little, you know, 3-year-old eyeballs looking at me like, Mommy, you know, like, can you help me? You know, I just hug him. I said, Sean, I don't know why, but all this is happening for a reason. It's all we can say. You know, God spared you. Nothing caught on fire. You know, you could have had a lot of other worse things. And his attitude is like, yeah, I know, but why always me? You know, which, you know, a lot of it is because he's negative, though. Negative brings negative. Positive brings positive. I mean, he knows that from me because I say it all the time. But he kind of gets in that mode sometimes, like, oh, you know. I call it the Eeyore theory. But you can't blame the kid. You know, he's got to be.
No, and it sucks all the way around.
But it shows you how much family you have. When I look at this and how many people have reached out to me and you know, personally, businesses. And, you know, of course, the one guy that we have a memo from, too, he called. And they go, they weren't checking on you. They're making sure that you still had the, you didn't get hit
without
by the diamond.
Without
his diamonds, yeah.
Well, you guys didn't have phone service for a couple of days last week.
No, we had no power. I think we lost power right away here, right, on Thursday. And they came back on Friday, and Marty came back in and, like, disinfected or whatever, disinfected, that's the word, or defecated. Maybe that's the word I'm trying to
defecate. No, it's not defecating.
Anyway, we have this pond, you know, with a little fountain in front of the store, and they, once the power goes out, the pump stops working, so all that, like, fish water and everything comes in our store, but Marty, you know, shop packed really, really good, and we've had a dehumidifier in here, so.
Good, good.
Trying to make it. We're lucky. We're all very lucky.
Yeah, mold can be majorly issue after.
Yep. All right. Well, beautiful. I will wait for your package. I can't wait to see what you find for me.
Oh,
I would. That would be my one of my biggest diamonds I ever sold. That if I sold that, I think I sold that 5-carat pair, and that was
you did.
The biggest one.
Yep.
Single. All right, babe. I will. I'll get those other ones together, and then you can send me some more.
All right, you got. It'll take a day or two, but you'll definitely get all your stock stuff back.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.